Many people complain that news programs and journalists in general only report what is grim, that we don't notice anything else, to which Day-to-Day has this official response, fuck. Over this last weekend, flocks of butterflies billowed through the skies of Southern California. The air sparkled with millions of painted lady butterflies migrating from the desert southwest to the Pacific Northwest. The painted lady looks like a tiny monarch butterfly, orange and black with white spots. Thomas Oberbauer is a biologist in charge of the Multiple Species Planning Program for San Diego County. He joins us from San Diego. How about this migration? How often do these happen? This is an annual event.
No, it's not an annual event. It only happens occasionally when we have high levels of rainfall in northern Baja California and Mexico and in San Diego County. And since we had been having a drought for the last 6 years, it wasn't occurring. But in northern Baja California, when there's heavy amounts of rainfall during the winter in central northern Baja California, the vegetation flourishes, the butterfly populations expand, and the butterflies reproduce at high levels and create sort of mass migrations.
So this is just a natural phenomenon that occurs every now and then, and this is a year for it, and it's a pretty glorious phenomenon.
That's correct. I mean, where I live in the peninsula of Point Loma, which is across the bay from Tijuana in Mexico, in Baja California, Mexico, and the butterflies are migrating through this area as well, and which means they have to fly clear across a bay that's about 7-8 miles wide. So it's a very interesting phenomenon.
Doesn't seem to bother them, though.
No, it doesn't bother them at all. They have some kind of a chemical situation that builds up in their brain or something that causes them to just start migrating north, and nothing seems to stop them. The biggest thing that most people complain about is the fact that they smash on their windshield when you're driving at freeway speeds. But if you're driving on normal city streets, they seem to be able to avoid the car most of the time, and it's just amazing to see them flying through urban areas.
Kids must go nuts for this.
Well, some kids do and some kids don't. My younger son, who's 10 years old, goes to a grade school, and the girls, especially in the class, seem to be afraid of the butterflies because they're just sort of swarming around the plants that have flowers on them. If you have ornamentals in your yard with flowers, the butterflies hang out on those until they sort of refuel themselves and then start heading north again. And the girls seem to be apprehensive about it, but some of the kids are just very fascinated because it's not something you see every year.
How far north is this going to go?
It's hard to say how far it will go on any particular year, but depending on the buildup of the population, the higher the buildup, the further north they go. This year seems to be a fairly high buildup, so I would imagine, I know other years, in 2001, which was a pretty good year for this, and I think 1998 was also a pretty good year, they went clear up into northern California, up around the Bay Area, before they started winding down in their migration.
Could this get into the entire Pacific coast, up to Oregon and Washington?
If you had a really extraordinary year, the migration could occur all the way up into Washington and Oregon. But they naturally do occur in those areas. It's just that you wouldn't have the mass migration necessarily that far north.
Thomas Oberbauer, a biologist in charge of the Multiple Species Planning Program for San Diego County. It's a great time for butterflies. Tom Oberbauer, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.